Now, I in the past have, Sam, obviously, he photographed just about anything and everything he came across, but he has nice, there's a nice archive of photographs of places that look very, very different today. Most of you are who are here will know exactly where this is. Anyone like to tell me? Well, I'll tell you then. It's Ardcliffe, it's still Ardcliffe. Ardcliffe Church. That's as it was then, and that's as it is now. Unfortunately, it's got a pub beside it. But anyway, but let's go back to the Ardcliffe that Sam knew and to the next slide with a character who lived there. Now, this lady here, resident of Ardcliffe, is one Mrs. Thorpe, sitting outside her whitewashed cottage with metal and wooden buckets. She's the Mrs. Matilda or Tilly Thorpe. She had a son, Joe, who had worked in road construction, but sadly was injured and lost his sight in a quarry accident. He had been a fiddle player and he intensified the fiddle playing after his accident. And of course, that would have been of particular interest to Sam. And we'll come back to that in just a minute. But obviously, Mrs. Thorpe is well set up here. It's a set-up photograph, obviously, which Sam has organised. But she's got her wheelbarrow full of nice dry turf. And she's got her two metal buckets and two wooden buckets. I'm speculating that the zinc buckets were probably for swill, she may have had pigs or something like that. And the wooden buckets were probably for laundry, for doing washing and so forth. But she looks like a woman who's fairly content with her lot. Now, if we can go to the next slide, I mentioned that the son was a fiddle player. This particular song here doesn't have a connection to him, but it does have a connection to Ardcliffe. And it's Farewell to Ardcliffe. And what interests me about this song, because music is not my particular interest, etc., will interest the other gentlemen here. What interests me about it is that the source of this song for Sam was an American. Now, he visited America, of course, and that, but anyway, this was sent to him by one Mark, if I can read it here. Monk McClements, and it's Farewell to Ardcliffe.